Hey, what's up? You're here early today. Yeah, I know. I just thought I'd get a head start on this project so I don't end up spending my whole weekend on it. Right? Oh my gosh, it's so annoying. Oh, hey, by the way, did you check out those new chairs we just got? Yeah, I guess they finished installing them over the weekend. They're fucking swanky, dude. Real leather and everything. And yes, they spin. Look, Yes, I promise I am a fully functioning adult in society. Okay, excuse me for trying to find a bit of fun, distraction every few hundred laps of the rat race, am I right? Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Won't happen again, sir. Seriously, go try out your chair. These things are life-changing. I know, I sound ridiculous, but just trust me. See, I told you so. They're so cushy. And the box said executive model. Boss did not pinch pennies with these. Well, I got it. It's a trap, so we never want to leave our jobs. Well, they've got me hooked. I swear, I'd like have sex in these chairs. Okay, that's a bit extreme. I mean, I bet these chairs would be good for some alone time, though, if you catch my drift. Shut up! I am not sexually attracted to a chair. I'm just. Ugh, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but lately I've been a bit pent up. My brother's family's been staying with me until their house renovations are done, and it's been an absolute bitch to get any time to myself with three other people in the house. Don't worry though, I'm not gonna like scar you for life and start spontaneously going at it in my cubicle. Oh, really? You wouldn't mind if I just scooched back in my chair, rolled up my skirt, and went to town? I'm sure you wouldn't. Lighten up, I'm just kidding. You're serious, though. I mean, that's pretty cool of you, I guess. Yeah, it's cool to find someone else who isn't afraid to speak openly about sex stuff. I just never expected it'd be you of all people, you dork. Hey, you're my dork. Okay, sorry, my, endearing, highly knowledgeable dork who's my only source of entertainment at this boring ass job. Happy? All right. Wheel on over here. I suppose it's only fair I give you a heads up on what to expect in case you walk in early some other day and I'm here taking advantage of the empty office. You don't think that's a good idea? What? Are you kidding me? You were so open to it just a minute ago. Oh, I see your problem. I guess I'm not the only one who needs to relieve some tension. You know what? Fuck it. This job is so boring, it's got our minds all fucked up. Why should we stop at fantasizing? Bring your chair over here and share in my, activity. I mean, what's wrong with two sexually open and communicative friends rubbing one out together? Am I right? But on one condition. I call the shots. Hey, it was my idea. You laughed at me first. Now, be a good boy for me and start slowly stroking one hand over that bulge in your pants that you've been trying to hide for the past 2 minutes. I'm just going to scooch back in this. Highly ergonomic chair, and pull up my skirt a bit. Yes, my stockings have lace on the tops. Shut up. I can't let this job suck all the fun out of my life, right? Jeez. I like you like this, my flustered, babbling dork. I'll give you advance warning so you don't spontaneously combust. All right, now I'm just gonna finish pulling up my skirt and start rubbing my hand over my pussy through my panties. Fuck. It feels so good already. I told you, I haven't gotten any in weeks. Oh, fuck. My panties are already wet. I like watching you like this. Keep stroking your bulge. I bet you want to take your pants down, don't you? Well, I suppose I'll let you. I mean, that's the whole point of this, isn't it? No, calm down. I'm not trying to get in your pants. I'm just checking out the merchandise. Shut up. I mean, all these years we've been friends through college and now we work together. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't wondered, what you were packing down there. Platonically, of course. Oh, that's right. Pull your pants down all the way to your ankles. Boxers. Interesting. No. It's not like I ever tried to guess what kind of guy you were. And those legs. You definitely don't skip leg day. I approve. Yeah, you might want to leave your pants bunched at your ankles. Just in case boss or someone else comes in and we have to make a rush cleanup or something like that. There, why don't you? You're gonna pull down your boxers, right? I mean, it's kind of the whole point of this. Like I said, it's nothing wrong. We're just two friends, sexually liberated. Everything's cool. Good boy. I like what I see. All these years you were hiding that under your pants. Color me impressed. Well, I suppose it's only right that I reciprocate, so I'll just slip out of my panties and there we go. Just like the day we were born, or whatever that saying is. Do you like my pussy? Do you see how dripping wet it is already? Well, I have a secret for you. It's true. I mean, I gotta say, having you here is some serious eye candy. It's definitely gonna help speed things along, if you know what I mean. Hey, dude, platonically, you're hot. I mean it. Calm down, calm down. Jeez, I can't even give you one compliment and you freak out. But I see your cock likes it. Now, be a good boy for me and start stroking. I'm gonna rub my pussy along with you as you stroke. Start slowly at first. I want you to really build it up. I want to watch you build up the pleasure. Oh, feels so good. Fuck. There you go. I love watching the veins in your cock just pulse. I love watching the veins in your cock just appear and disappear as you glide your hand up and down the shaft. I also love watching the veins in your hands and arms pop up as you vary the pressure. It makes my pussy so much wetter. Fuck, I'm just rubbing my clit. It's fucking swollen at this point. This was arguably one of my better ideas, don't you think? That's right, keep stroking for me. You don't mind if I moan. I mean, I'd love for you to do so also. Oh yeah, I love when guys moan. It's a fucking huge turn-on. I don't understand why guys are so obsessed with staying quiet. Let loose a bit. I mean, isn't that what this is supposed to be for? Just letting all that tension dissipate. Oh, I love fuck. That's a good boy. Now why don't you use your fingers to play with that spot at the back of your cock that I know is so sensitive. That's it. Just tap your fingers around it as you go up and down. Oh, fuck. Watch me massage my clit. Watch me massage my clit as I'm watching you jerk off. I gotta say, it's a bit mesmerizing. You do have a really nice cock. Oh. Fuck. Would you mind doing something for me? To make me happy? I want you to take your other hand and start playing with your balls. Gently now. Keep stroking. You can speed up a little bit. I want this to be good for you. Fuck. I'm gonna take my other hand and slowly squeeze my tit through my shirt. Fuck, feels so good. I can feel my nipples so hard. There, why don't you go spit on it so you can lube it up? I want to watch you as your cock gets nice and slick. You have pre-cum already. Well, then why don't you use that? Fuck. If we weren't platonic friends, I'd want to be over there right now sucking your cock. I'll bet that cock feels nice in your hand. Oh, I wish I could get my hands around it. But I'm a little preoccupied, as you see. That's it. Keep watching me. Do you like my body? But I mean, hey, it's an objective thing to say. Oh, oh my God. I want to suck your cock so fucking bad. I just want to take those beautiful balls in my hand and slowly massage them as I lick all along the shaft of that hard, thick cock of yours. It's not like I fantasized about this or anything. It's just in the moment, I suppose. Don't worry, I'm not obsessed with you or anything. I just think you have a nice fucking cock, and a nice cock like that needs to be treated right. Fuck. Just gonna slip a finger inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. Keep stroking for me. Oh, I'd love to see those gorgeous fingers curled around that cock. You want to arch your hips a bit? Really get into it? I mean, this chair is super soft. So plush. You can do it. There's a good boy. You're fucking your hand, imagining it's my pussy or my mouth. I'd let you fuck my mouth until you came right down my throat. Oh, fuck. Hey, do you want to unbutton your shirt for me? So I can get a glimpse of that nice, hard chest that I know you've been hiding. Don't laugh. We girls pay attention to that shit. You don't think I've noticed every time you reach above me to get your mug in the break room from the cabinet, how your shirt just stretches perfectly tight in all the right places? Oh, fuck, yes. I'll make you a deal. You unbutton your shirt. And I'll unbutton mine. You like that? I see your cock just twitched at that. I love it. So responsive. There you go. Unbutton that shirt all the way. Fuck, I just want to take my nails and just. Ugh. Fuck. I just want to scrape my nails across that chest. Oh, fuck. You want to pull that undershirt up? I want to see your skin. I want to see everything. This is like, fuck. Okay, a deal's a deal. I'll unbutton my shirt. There you go. You like what you see? I know, you can see how hard my nipples are through my bra. Oh, you like when I play with my tits? I wish I had more hands. Or at least that you were over here playing with my tits so I could fully rub my clit and stroke the inside of my thighs. 'Cause they're so fucking sensitive. Oh, you're really getting into it now. Fuck. Are the insides of your thighs as sensitive as mine? Do you want to try rubbing a hand lightly up and down as you continue to stroke? Rub your hand along your thighs. Those soft inner thighs. So close to those balls. If I were there right now, well, I know I'm here right now, but if I were across the room with you right now, I'd be on my knees, kissing along your inner thighs. Slowly approaching your special spot. Don't worry, I wouldn't tease for long. I mean, we've been at this for some time already. I know the time for teasing's over. Do you like me playing with my tits and fingering myself while I watch you? I'd slowly drag my chest up and down that body of yours so you could feel my hair tickling the insides of your thighs and your abs, your face. You have really nice lips. I love the way they're parted right now as your head is just thrown back in pleasure. I love seeing you in pleasure. It makes me so hot. And then I would drop back down to my knees and wrap my plush red lips around the head of your cock. And I would just start sucking. Oh. Because, I mean, a cock like that, it's too wondrous not to be sucked. Oh, I just want you to feel good, baby. I want you to be a good boy for me and enjoy yourself. Relax. This job is too fucking stressful. Too many fucking rules. And I think it's just nice that we have this time to ourselves to just unwind. You know what I mean? Fuck. You like the thought of that, baby? You like the thought of me wrapping my lips around you and slowly bobbing my head up and down, flicking my tongue as I go along? Don't worry, I wouldn't forget your balls. Oh, fuck. I want to suck on those balls. I'll bet they're just aching and full of cum right now. Fuck. The idea of sucking you off gets me so hot. Can you imagine me looking up at you as my lips are stretched tightly around the head of your cock? Just imagine my tongue fluttering along the underside. You know, I've gotten pretty good reviews at that. Oh, fuck. I want to come. I need to come so badly. Fuck. I'd let you use me. You could grab handfuls of my hair and just guide me up and down your cock, using my mouth to get yourself off. Fuck. You like that, baby? I know you would. You're being such a good boy for me. I love watching you stroke your cock faster and faster. I love watching the twist of your wrist at the top as you get into your rhythm. Fuck. I love seeing what turns you on, what makes you harder. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, are you getting closer? I can see the pre-cum just flowing freely out of the tip. Fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. I want you to go even faster for me. Really fuck your fist. I want to see you come. Fuck, I want to come with you. Oh. 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 Fuck, you're being so good for me. I could do this every morning. Just watch you take out that fucking nice hard cock. Just lose yourself. Oh. Fuck. Oh, you like when I squeeze my tits like that? Oh, if you were over here, babe, I'd let you do anything you want to them. Oh, I'd want those nice, plump lips of yours wrapped around my nipples, your face just buried in my tits. Fuck. Oh, God. I'd let you do anything to me. I just want to make you feel so fucking good. Because you turn me on, baby. Turns me on to see you in the full throes of pleasure, just lost to the world. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Fuck. Wait. Stop, actually. Sorry. Don't come just yet. Squeeze the base of your cock and hold on for just 1 second. All right. Yes, I am going to bring up the damn chair again. I mean, that's what got us into this whole mess, right? But yeah, I feel like it would be bad if you made a mess all over the new chair, so how would you like a little help? Why don't I come over there and just. What, you think I'm gonna fuck you? Oh my god. That's cute. I like it. No. While that idea sounds tempting, especially because I would love to feel myself come on that nice, thick cock of yours. I know the box said the chair weight limit is like 300 plus pounds, but I don't want to try my luck on that. Although, so, I was thinking maybe you could finish in my mouth, huh? Would you like that? I thought you would. I'd be happy to help you out. I mean, what are friends for, right? There, now be a good boy for me and keep jerking. I want you to go as hard and fast as you want. I want you to get yourself to the edge, just imagining me sinking my hot, tight, dripping wet pussy for you, sinking down onto your hard cock. My tits bouncing in your face as I ride you until I come. Babe, look at me. I'm still rubbing my clit. Oh my gosh. Do you need me to moan for you? Oh, babe, I'll do whatever you want. Oh. Oh. Come for me, babe. Oh. 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 Come on. Keep jerking that thick, beautiful cock of yours. Oh. 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 Was great. I like how you taste. I knew you would taste amazing. Just cleaning you up. You taste fucking delicious. Well, I guess we'd better straighten things up around here. Get buttoned back up, and it looks like the rest of the gang should be coming in around 15 minutes from now. Just in time. You want to talk about it? I don't know what there is to talk about. I mean, it felt good, hopefully. Sure looked good. Looked like you were having the time of your life. And we're still friends, right? Nothing weird, you know. You want to see more of me? Huh. Aren't you greedy? I'm just making fun of you, you dork. No, yeah, I enjoyed it too. And I did mention that rain check, didn't I? I mean, I didn't even get to come. So I think I'll be cashing that in pretty soon. Be patient, jeez, you're so eager. Nah, I like it though. For now, we just gotta get back to work, pretend like nothing happened. I mean, you know what I was thinking? We did make pretty good models for the chairs instead of the ones in the box. Instead of some old balding guy. Two sexually attractive adults enjoying each other's company. You sitting back in the plush, comfortable chair, bucking your hips into your fist as you jerk off for me, kneeling at your feet, skirt bunched up at my waist, blouse open, rubbing my hot, wet pussy, my mouth open, just ready for you to give me every last drop.